This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his home office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. Most Fridays we get together to talk about some of the news from the previous 7 days. Welcome back, Michael.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I'm doing well. I'm not doing as well as someone who has had a beer named after him after 30 years in the business, unlike somebody else on this call. Not that I'm bitter about it or anything, but I'm okay. I'll be all right.
The beer is named after the program or inspired.
Yeah, whatever.
Ozarks Lager. Yes, from Ozark Brewing there in Rogers. And it's quite lovely to have that happen. It was something, yes.
Yeah, it was. In all seriousness, congrats. That was damn cool.
It is pretty cool. Well, that leads me to a nice segue. Speaking of things that are named, Albert Pike Elementary School in Fort Smith, a year from now, will not be called that, and perhaps earlier than a year from now.
Correct. The Fort Smith Public Schools Board of Education, after several months of wailing and gnashing, has decided, and it was a surprise, 7-0 unanimous vote to rename Albert Pike Elementary School. Just, I think we've talked about this before, by way of reminder, Mr. Pike settled in Fort Smith in the 1830s. He was a lawyer, and he was a former Confederate general. He was also part of an effort to expel free blacks from Arkansas. And he wrote, quote, "We mean that the white race and that race alone shall govern this country." And went on to say and explain that the white race was the only one fit to govern the country. So I think it's easy to see why there's a problem there. Of course, the argument came down to, you know, why now? This is just being politically correct and that type of thing. All the several members of the board, including Dalton Person, used an old quote to say there was never a wrong time to do the right thing. So anyway, they're going to rename that. But like I said, they voted 7-0 to rename the building. That the process now goes to a committee who will look at the different names. And I mean, you know, Bass Reeves has already come up. I mean, there's all kinds of names that have been thrown up there. There are also some who don't want to name it after a person. You know, maybe I don't know what tree. I have no idea what else. But we'll see where that goes.
And this. What about the city board?
Well, yeah, so Albert Pike Elementary sits on Albert Pike Avenue in Fort Smith. So you kind of have a resulting problem, I guess. So the board really kind of pushed over the last several weeks by City Director Andre Good, who's the only African-American on the board, has been pushing just via email, encouraging his other board members. I've talked to him. He didn't want to be the one to push this. But really no one else would step up. Earlier this week, City Administrator Carl Gefkin put out kind of a draft. They revised the policy on how to name, rename buildings, roads, other type infrastructure. And so they'll start considering that as part of the process. I think that will begin September 8th at a study session. Interestingly enough, that's revised policy, which has not been approved by the board, notes that we find efforts to change the name of a street should be subject to the most critical examination due to factors related to commerce, public safety response, cost to the public, and a few other reasons. It says that the renaming of streets is strongly discouraged. So that will give plenty of ammunition to folks who don't want to rename it. But, you know, after a 7-0 vote by the school board, I'm just not sure how the city board can politically justify not following suit.
All right. The bakery district in Fort Smith, the picture on Talk Business .net looks pretty cool.
Well, it is an interesting concept. It's the old Shipley, it's mostly the old Shipley Baking facility, which when I, 1,000 years ago, when I was young and all the body parts worked, I worked in downtown Fort Smith, and you often got great whiffs of that bakery, the bread being baked. It was a great, great smell to the downtown Fort Smith. Thankfully, if the wind was blowing the right way. But Shipley closed many years ago, and that building just kind of sat there. Fortunately for Fort Smith, it sat right across from Hanna Oil and Gas. And Bill Hanna, who's been very instrumental over the past couple of decades in investing in downtown Fort Smith and investing in events, I think he essentially got tired of looking at it and decided we're going to do something with it. So he bought it. The city at one time wanted to raise it and just make a parking lot out of it. But this is an historic structure. But he's created a facility. My daughters have been there several times and love it. There's this coffee company that's there. There's a bookshop there. University of Arkansas at Fort Smith may put in, is thinking about putting in an education type facility that's not focused on students. It's more focused on business support. Incredibly neat concept for downtown Fort Smith. I hope Mr. Hanna is successful with it. He's been very patient. He continues to have a very patient attitude. He's not just building it all at once. I think in the story, we quote him as saying that we're going to build, a few phases, give that the market a chance to catch up with that, and then we'll build out some more. So in this era of COVID, where the business news is not always good, we were glad to be able to have this story on our website.
Right. And finally, you have communicated, I think, with the new communications manager for Fort Smith, Sherry Cooper.
Sherry Cooper, who pleasantly surprised to learn, is really from the area. She's a 1987 graduate of Poteau High School. Now, we won't hold it against her that she's from Eastern Oklahoma. As long as she doesn't hold it against me, I'm from Johnson County. I guess that's all fair. But she has, I hate to have to kind of brag on a city employee. I don't know if I have to turn in my journalism card if I do that, but she has an impressive background. She worked in city planning and economic development and communications in several cities in California, Oklahoma, Philadelphia. She was with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce for some time. Prior to that, she was engaged. She's been a journalist before, so she knows the world from our side as well. But she left a job in California. She was, before COVID, had returned to this part of the world to kind of help with some family issues, hoping that she would find a good job in the process. And then COVID hit. But on the last day that the Fort Smith Communications job was open, she noticed the posting. So she applied on the last day. And so she was awarded the job, but she's got a lot on her plate. I mean, that the city of Fort Smith, I don't think I have to tell many of your listeners that the city of Fort Smith does not have the best of history when it comes to being transparent about what it's doing. I mean, it has a statewide reputation for not following the Freedom of Information Act. I mean, remember they lied to the public about recycling. I mean, I could go on and on. The previous communication manager resigned in March and said in a letter she quit because the environment was averse to openness and clear and honest communication. And hell, when your communications manager resigned and said that, things aren't well. So she's got a big job in front of her, but so far, I like some of the things she's saying in terms of developing a comprehensive communications plan, trying to build relationships. So we'll see. It's not so much that I wish her well. I'm from the journalist in me would really like to be able to have someone dependable that we can reach out to at the city who will be responsive.
Being in the position you are, we'll be able to stay tuned in and see if that works.
I got my fingers crossed.
All right. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others at talkbusiness.net. Next time we talk, Michael, it's September.
Yep, it's September, and I'll try to have about 6 of those beers under my belt.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Michael.
All right, later.
All right. Bye.